Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase. What's going on, guys, and welcome back to another episode. And today it's Fantasy Friday on Friday, so I'll let Bryson take it away.
Awesome. Sounds good. So we're back with our positional rankings. We're doing our top 10 third baseman today as we're making our way around the diamond. And then after this, we'll be heading out to the outfield. So stay tuned for that. Oh, it's a deep position.
Yeah, I was just saying that's a deep position at third.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll just jump right into today's third base rankings.
Yep.
So we'll kind of do it similar to how we did our last episode where we kind of just all give our number 10 person and just kind of talk about them. So who wants to kick it off?
I can do it. I can kick it off today.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I'm going to start it off number 10. I'm going to start it with the young Baltimore Oriole Gunnar Henderson. I know it's a very
not on my list. Size.
He's probably not on your list, but I understand.
I like him.
I like it. He's got a lot of upside. I think he only got like 100 and a handful of plate appearances last year, but there's a lot of upside in his rookie talks and all that. And so,
yeah.
And honestly, like it's a stacked third base position, but once we get to that 8, 9, 10, it kind of gets. Could be anyone, but
I had a couple guys that I moved around those last few positions.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I got Gunnar at 8, so I'm just gonna give my 2 cents on him too.
Yeah,
I just put him at 8 just as an upside pick. I think like ATC projects him for 19 homers, 70 RBIs, and a 254 average. So like again, that's not superstar level production, but he is again a rookie. So I think if he hits his upside,
especially if you're in a deep keepers league, like he's a great pick to have if you're going to keep for a while.
Yeah, definitely. He's a guy that you could easily, again, like even in our league, like no, I don't think anyone has him rostered. So if someone grabs him in the first round, I wouldn't be upset because he is a guy who could be a future keeper for a lot of years.
Depends on which league we're talking about. If it's the ESPN one, I got him on my team.
Oh, you do got him? Okay, well, perfect. Yeah. Well, if you didn't keep him, then he would be a guy I could see going in the first round for sure. But
yeah, I got him keepered. Just FYI.
Yeah. Well, no, that's smart. I would do the same thing. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I got at my number 10. I moved a couple guys around. I had Justin Turner though at number 10 for me. He's getting up there. He's kind of a dark horse kind of guy, kind of just goes in and grinds. He gets a pretty good amount of RBIs and a pretty good K rate for that age. So, he's in a loaded lineup as well, which helps him a lot with the RBI stat. I put Turner at 10.
Yeah, I didn't have him. I was concerning, but Devers is there at third. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's probably a DH a lot.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. But my number 10, I got Key Brian Hayes.
Yep.
See, I debated putting him in there. I almost did. I just wish I could have seen a full season out of him last year because he had such a hot start last season.
He batted /244, .314, .345. Still hasn't shown that power yet. He only hit 7 bombs last year. But he did miss
a lot with injury last year, though. So
he steals bases. Like I don't know. I think he played 130 games last year.
Did he play that?
41 RBIs. Like I'm banking on him finally having his breakout season because he is a former number one prospect.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's who I have at 9, number 10.
He's due. He's due.
I think a big year's coming for him.
Yeah.
All right. So that's me with my 9, I guess.
Yeah.
Alrighty, I got Alec Bohm at my number 9.
Nice.
I also have him at number 9.
I got him at 9 too.
Yeah, well there you go. Yeah,
very underrated last year.
Yeah, he hit .280 last year. Like that's underrated.
That's average. Good.
He doesn't have power. Like he's not a big power guy, but yeah. I think he's pretty good defensively. And if he can get guys on base, get himself on base, I mean that's all you can ask for.
Same age as Key Brian, 26.
Yeah.
Yep.
And entering his prime.
Going into the 2021 rookie season, like he was the number one rookie in that class. So like, and he had a good season last year. He's kind of slept on.
Sure.
He had a slow rookie season, had a pretty good season last year. I think he's just gonna keep getting better. Like, yeah, he's 26, he's young, so
yeah, he's easily goes under the radar on that Philly team. So,
and he's got a good Philly lineup around him too.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Especially with Trey Turner now there, he's got some other guys on base for him.
Right.
Right, Bryson, who'd you have at 9? Because I think we were all the same besides you.
Well, yeah. We also skipped my 10, so I'm going to go with my 10.
Yo.
Oh, yeah, that's Marshall.
That's on me, bro. That's on me.
No, you're all good, man. It's Max Muncy, so it's not much to talk about. But I just
Funky Muncy.
Yeah, I just think he's going to have a better year than last year. Like, he's moving to third base this year, and I think he had a pretty rough year last year. So I think he's going to bounce back. But so, yeah, I put him on 10 just because I think he's going to be better than last year.
See what happens when Marshall takes charge.
Just cuts people up. You don't matter anymore.
Nine, I got Eugenio Suarez. Just for strictly, he's just the power. Seven. Yeah, I love his power.
I snubbed him. I didn't know if I could put him on.
He's coming off back-to-back 30 homer season, so I was like, I got to get this guy on my list. But I totally understand. Like, bomb. Yeah, his he doesn't really like offer a ton of other stuff. Like, he's not terrible in a lot of other areas, but his power is really what kind of brings him really good fantasy numbers. So that's why I put him in at 9 there.
Yeah, so, he's my number. He's my 8.
I'm at 7. Like, he has the potential to hit 40 home runs any season. Like,
not anymore, but
I wouldn't say that. Well, I think he could still do it.
He's in his mid-30s, eh? Early 30s, maybe?
He's probably – I have no idea how old he is.
I actually 31. Have no idea.
31.
31? 31? Okay, so never mind. I'll take that back. I thought he was a lot older.
Like, he played 140 games. Like, 2 years ago, in 2019, he hit 49, so.
Did he? Oh, yeah. Wow. Just slept on power, that guy.
Got some pop.
Like, this is 2017 to 2022, or 2018 to 2022, 34, 49, 15, where they only played. That was the shortened season, 31 and 31.
Yeah.
So, only thing is, I strikes out 30% of the time, but oh well.
Yeah, I strike. All
right. Swings for the fences.
Just stick slopping.
Big dink swinging.
Alrighty, where did we leave off after?
I did my 8 because it's Suarez, so whoever was after me.
All right, I got Bobby Witt at 8, and I think he's got great potential to be right near the top of this list. For a position that has next to no speed, he's at the top of the league, not only in third base, just at the top of the league in general for speed. He's swiping bags.
Josh Donaldson's pretty fast.
Guy's got boots.
Bringer of the rain.
He's a surprisingly good amount of RBIs considering the Royals lineup with 80 RBIs last season. Not a ton of power, but still pretty good, like with 20 home runs last year. So not anything to forget about. And gets a lot of at-bats, only missed 12 games last year. And he's just one of the top rookies. So I think Bobby Witt.
Yeah, for sure.
I got Chapman at 8.
Yeah.
I had him a little higher.
Last year, he only batted .229, struck out a lot. But he's not expected to hit for a high average. Like, yeah, his average is low compared to other seasons. Like, typical Chapman seasons, like, 240 range.
Yeah.
But he did hit 27 home runs, and he has you won't get those minus points for defense because he's elite. So
I think Chapman just needed to get adjusted to like the last bit of the season for Chapman. Where do I have Chapman? Just give me one second. I got Chapman at seven, so I don't have him. I only have one higher. So I got Chapman at 7, but I just think he just needed to get adjusted with Toronto like the last bit of the season. He was so hot. And
sure.
I think he just needed to get adjusted, and I think he's going to have a pretty good season this year coming into.
Yeah, he'll definitely move up if he can move his average like to the 240, 250 range. Like, he's a career 240 hitter. But
yeah,
like, I think he did get hot at the end of the year last year. I can't really remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully he can get a 4 war last year, which is really good.
True.
Yeah.
Like,
I also had him. Oh, sorry.
I think he's one of those guys who can like kind of return to what he was in 2018, 2019 in Oakland.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I have met my 7-2. I mean, the guy is just a defensive beast on the field. Like, he's a 3-time Gold Glove winner and a 2-time Platinum Glove winner. So I had to put him decently high on my list just for that purpose.
Yeah, he is a big defense guy.
Yeah, love to see that.
No, you.
I had Gunner at 8, so that's
okay.
My number 8.
Nice.
How about 7?
I have Eugenio at 7. I think, and you guys all said Chapman. So.
Oh yeah, I got Bregman at 7.
Ooh, okay. Whoa.
Yeah, it's probably.
I don't have him much lower. I got Bregman at 6, actually.
I have him at 6 also.
Nice.
Yeah, I think he's
one above. Come on, boys.
We had like the 6 elite. Talking to you before, but like, you have the top 6, and then everybody else.
He's just one of those guys. He's just kind of like, he's not great at anything. He's just good at most things. Like, he has a decent average. He's gonna give you like 20 to 25 homers, and he's gonna get RBIs because he plays for the Strohs. But he doesn't steal bags. So that's kind of why I'm having a 7. If he stole some bags, then he might move up a bit. Like, but he's just really well-rounded.
The whole third base position, no one steals bags, like 5 max.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to find stolen bases in the third base.
And, thing with Bregman is he's kind of lost a bit of power. Like, he's not hitting 30 bombs anymore.
Yeah.
But he's still good.
He's got a good strikeout rate.
That also could be because of he's had some health issues, but. Like, that's another reason that he might be a little lower on the list is because he can be injured. He's pretty injury prone sometimes. So,
what's his strikeout rate though? We're at around 17, I think, right?
Oh, I got it right here. Fangraphs Premium right now.
Remember,
pull it up.
Hold up. Here we go. He strikes out Plumas Wi-Fi. Let's see.
Nice.
11% of the time, which is really good.
Yeah, so that's one thing I saw. He's got a great strikeout rate. So,
and last year he played 155 games, so he was healthy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, did anyone else? I guess everyone had him at 6, other than Bryson. What do you got at 6 there, Bryson?
I got Bobby Witt at 6.
Oh yeah.
The reason I have him at 6 and ahead of the other guys is because he's just he can steal bases, which is again rare to find. And HC hasn't projected to steal 31 bases, and I think he could probably even do 35 of these new base, like bigger bases. So.
Oh yeah, I agree.
See that Daniel Vogelback commercial?
No,
anyone see that? It was good. Yeah, the stolen base was kind of.
He's
funny.
Like thinking about stealing now.
Yeah. Bryson, I have a question for you. So, was Chapman a snub for you?
He was. Yeah, it was a toss up between him and Muncy there. But I just, I think Muncy is better than he proved last year. And Chapman is one of those guys where it's like, I want to see him. He's just kind of had a rough time in Toronto. Like, not rough, I guess, but like down, like you said, compared to what he was in Oakland. So kind of want to see him do it. And I just know that Muncy has done it for a lot of years. And I just think last year was kind of an anomaly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Chapman, again, like you said, like, 7 through 10 and above, like you can pretty much mix and mash everyone because they're all kind of in the same tier for me.
Honestly.
Yep. And all right, with our rankings, like we all see different categories of more importance than others, but
exactly.
All right. Well,
Bobby is a snub for me because I keep thinking it's just like top 10 to race. Like, it's fantasy, but like, yeah, like I see he's only going to play third base. Like they said, Fangraphs has like, 10% of the time. So I was like,
I thought it was a shortstop, but yeah, whatever. Okay, anyway.
He wasn't even on my shortstop list either, I don't think.
That's fair. I just
I'm not a fan of young guys, honestly. I don't know why. I don't like putting those guys that play 1-2 seasons in my list.
Sleeping on the age.
Yeah. I like the retro players like Donaldson. All right,
I got 5. I'll start us off with the top 5 here. I got Austin Riley at my number 5.
I also have Austin Riley at number 5.
Okay.
I feel like our lists are going to be pretty similar.
I think these top 5 could almost go in any direction, but yeah, I mean, I have him higher than Bregman. He's got a slight disadvantage in average, but the guy hits way more power and. Yeah. I mean, he's got RBIs. He's
only 25 years old. That's the thing.
And he's so young.
he's young. I like young people, I guess.
He's just breaking out. He's just breaking out.
Well, the thing is he's almost got 100 career home runs, and he's played, like, if we're going in 162 game season increments, it would be, this would be his fourth technically season.
450 career games in the MLB.
Yeah, so that's like
premium factor.
Three seasons. That's about three seasons. So, yeah, I mean, in a couple of years, this guy's probably top three, for sure. I can see it. But I can see it.
I don't know. Blue Jays are going to acquire Joey Votto, and Vladdy's going to move back to third.
Vladdy at three. Never know.
Yeah, I like Riley, like slash 273, 349, 528. Has like kind of like strikes out 24% of the time, but that's like kind of what's similar to other third basemans. Like, yeah, hits for power, a lot of RBIs, loaded lineup in. Like, I see him hitting 40 and 105 RBIs somewhere around there. So, yeah, I have him. But, again, like those stats at any other position, you're probably top three, but.
Well, like, the only thing that I – well, there's two – the only two things that had him not, like, really high was the speed and the high strikeout rate. That was – pretty much it, because he's got a decent batting average, gets a lot of home runs, and gets a lot of RBIs. So,
you had him at five, Chase?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pricer, what do you have at five? I think
I've got Rafi Devers at five, which is probably going to be. Some people might have him higher, but
four. So
I think I think he's like. Again, I feel like 7 to 10, or even you could go 6 to 10. There's like a tier, and then like I feel like there's three guys that I think are in a tier, and then there's like two top guys right now, in my opinion. And Devers is just like one of those guys where he's got the potential for like 40 homers easy. Like he's got that bat, but he hasn't really hit that. And Boston's lineup did downgrade over the offseason, I think a little bit. I don't think it's quite as bad as I originally thought earlier in the offseason. I think. It's going to be a little bit better than I expected, but I just think, he hits for average, like his projected for a 280 average. He doesn't steal bags, which isn't a shocker. And I think, he's going to give you 30 to 35 home runs and probably, 95 to 100 ribbies, maybe more depending, but so I just have my five. I just think I like a couple other guys more, but again, I think that at this point it's just preference because they're all pretty similar players.
Honestly, yeah.
It's hard to believe that Devers is only 25 years old.
Yeah, that's crazy to think.
Like he's, 26, that was like, he. Oh.
Well,
still. Turns he is 26.
But still
he's so like, young. Like he's feels so like stuck. He's been in the league forever.
He's so he's so slept on and he's so young. Like
I am a huge Devers fan.
Yeah.
I got him on my four. I think
I am at Chase, three.
I got him
Chase, at four. Yeah, okay. So who's at your four then, Caleb?
I got Machado at my four.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just like Devers more. I just think – my opinion is Devers is better than Machado. They hit for similar average. So, they're even, but I'm taking Devers over Machado any day of the week.
Yeah, you're going to be shocked on my list then, Caleb.
What?
I said you're going to be shocked
on
my list.
Yeah, Machado at one?
Maybe.
Yeah, I got Manny at three. Just with his he had a slightly higher K rate than some of the other guys on here, but holds a good batting average, hit .298 last year and 102 RBIs. So I think he got kind of in the rhythm with San Diego last year, and I think he's going to repeat that season. So I had Manny at three. If he doesn't repeat, I have Devers easily above of Manny, but I was just banking on Manny repeating the season.
Fair enough.
They're very similar, like hitting stats wise, those two.
Yeah.
I just like Machado's the veteran in him. He's only 30 years old. He's been in the league for 10 years. Like, he's young, but he's a veteran.
Yeah.
Devers is winning MVP this year. Write it down.
That down,
Devers.
You'll hear it on. You'll hear it on Monday, I guess.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Spur of the moment.
I have maybe a controversial one. I got Nolan Arenado at four.
Yeah.
I love Nolan. Don't get me wrong. I do. But I put Riley at three. The reason I put Riley ahead of him is not because I necessarily think Riley's better. I just like I like upside guys. And yeah. Nolan has been so consistent over his career that like you just know what he's going to give you, and what he's going to give you is an all-star third baseman.
Yeah.
And I just feel like Riley could push for 40 homers. And Nolan's done that in his career. Like, he's hit 40 homers. But I feel like they're kind of at different points in their careers. No, Nolan's starting to get a little older. And I don't think Nolan's going to slow down by any means. Like, I still think he's going to be a absolute stud. I just think Riley, I feel like Riley can take it to another level because he's, I agree, he's just breaking out now. So that's why I have Nolan at 4, and then I got Riley at 3.
Yep, that's fair. Yep. I respect that.
Alrighty. Well, I got Arenado at 3. So for all the exact same reasons Bryson said, I mean, he made a great point. I just don't have Austin ahead of him. That's
nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I got Machado at 3, and I guess we already went over that. What about Caleb? Did we already go over 3?
I had Devers at 3.
No, we haven't.
We didn't go over three, but we kind of did at the same time.
Oh. What was that?
Who did you have, Caleb? Sorry.
I had Devers at 3.
Okay.
We kind of did Manny Machado and Devers for 3 and 4 at the same time.
Yeah, I guess right. I used to say I got Machado at 2 because the reason I have him ahead of everyone else that we talked about is because he does steal a handful of bases as well as hits, as well as those guys. So that's why I have him ahead of the others.
Yeah.
Yep. I feel like we all have I have Arenado at 2, and I feel like we all have the same number 1.
Yeah.
You're wrong there, brother.
I got Arenado at 2.
Yeah.
I have – oh, so we're on 2 now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I got Ramirez as my number 2.
Oh, of course Wizard ruins it.
Great K rate from Arenado.
He's a 280 hitter. Like, his average isn't there. I mean, what is he? He hits for great pop. I mean, he's got good pop. I'm not going to argue that. But I just like – I like Machado's batting stats way better, to be honest with you.
You're saying that because you have him on your fantasy team.
That just helps. I mean, last year he had 298 with 32 home runs and 102 RBIs. Like, and he's 30 years old.
How many stolen bases did Machado get last year?
I don't know.
Like, more, he had like 11. J-Ram had 20. A lot. Yeah.
J-Ram had 20.
20. Yeah. Switch hitter. Yeah. I like everything about J-Ram. Switch hitter, steals bases, low strikeout rate.
Yeah.
Hits for average.
Led in RBIs last year.
Yeah. He's only 5'9".
126 legend. RBIs last season.
God,
that's a good height.
29 home runs. Like, he's got the power. He's got the RBIs. He's got the K rate. That's really good. And then he swipes bags out of a position that doesn't swipe bags. He's got it. Him and Bobby Witt are the only two that are swiping bags. And then Machado is 10 behind Ramirez last season. So.
Yeah, I'm a big J-Ram fan.
He's so slept on too. Like, him and Devers, I feel like, are the most slept on. Like, out of the, like, yeah, I don't know.
Devers wasn't a couple of years ago, but now with the Red Sox being as bad as they are, he'll just get swept under the rug, in my opinion. But
I'm so happy to have Ramirez on my fantasy team.
That's fair.
I was going to say, in our Fantrax lead, I somehow ended up with J-Ram and Machado both on my team.
Who would you rather have, though?
Just loaded Bryce. Third base.
I would take J-Ram simply because of the potential for stolen base. I think he could get 25 stolen bases this year with the new bases.
Yeah.
But I think hitting, like, I think these top 5 really, as far as like their bats go, are all interchangeable.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. The speed is the big separator.
It is, especially in fantasy.
Yeah.
I didn't take that into account, but I could have, maybe.
I mean, I got no issues with Machado one either. Like,
especially for this position, like, with the position being so lacking in speed.
Yeah. And you could argue that Machado has a better lineup around him, right? Like, not that the Guardians have a bad lineup, but I would say San Diego definitely has a more talented one.
But it should be on paper.
So,
if they could only translate it to the field.
Yeah, if only all that money could turn into something on the field.
If Soto didn't bat lower than 200 last season once he went to San Diego.
Yeah, that was wild.
He's got to do better, man. If he has a bad year this year, his rap is going to go down.
Yeah.
I hate what I hear.
I think that's our list, see?
Yeah, third base wasn't quite as wild as shortstops.
No. Nope.
That's fair.
Definitely the deepest list in the league with the shortstops. Or the deepest position.
Yeah, I think outfield is going to be another one where there's going to be a lot of different guys on our list just because it's such a deep position.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's so many players to go through.
Yeah. Yeah.
George Springer, number one.
Yeah. Is that guy, is he healthy for the start of the season?
Yep.
Nice. Aaron Hicks, number two.
Aaron Hicks, number two.
Oh, honorable mention, Josh Donaldson. I forgot to say that.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, number three.
Yeah.
But he's getting outfield reps.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen. Oh, well.
Yankees are just throwing.
They're just,
at the Yankees. They're, like, throwing random guys everywhere. Blue Jays already have their lineup set.
Well, the injury. Like, if Bader wasn't injured, it's set. But
They're paying $6 million for IKF, and they're paying league minimum for Cabrera. And it's like, Cabrera's playing better, but, like, how do we justify putting $6 million on the bench kind of thing? So they're trying to find somewhere for IKF.
Well, the Yankees can justify it. Their net worth or whatever went up to like $7.1 billion I read today. It's like, whatever. I don't know. They can justify it.
It's got to be like the Blue Jays. Just throw them out there like they do with Barrios.
Yeah, fair enough. Just put them out. I honestly didn't mind IKF there.
All right, boys. This is for a separate episode.
This is for a separate episode.
Fair.
Anyway.
Fair. We got to
wrap her up.
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed our episode, and we will see you in the next one.
Later.
See ya.